This is 89.1 WEMU, and this is our weekly feature, On the Ground IPSY, talking about Concentrate Media's weekly online article focusing on the Ypsilanti area. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined by On the Ground IPSY project manager Sarah Rigg, here to tell us what she wrote about this week. Hi, Sarah.
So this week I wanted to check in with Ypsilanti's Rutherford Pool. It's sort of an iconic recreation spot in Ypsilanti that's been around since the 1970s, and they were planning a big bathhouse remodeling project when COVID hit, and they weren't able to open at all in 2020. But they are whole crossing their fingers, tentatively looking to open up again this year, and they'll have an all-new bathhouse with a brand-new, newly remodeled bathhouse with a solar array on top. And I have brought with me the chair of the board for the pool, Jessica Fall.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Here it is, February. It's not too soon to start thinking about the community pool.
It is not too soon to start thinking about it. It actually takes us several weeks to months to prepare for opening. So this is about the time of year we start getting our ducks in a row.
Well, you're talking to somebody who spent most of the summers of her childhood at a community pool. So I understand the importance of that in the community. But give us a little history. Tell us about the Rutherford Pool in Ypsilanti.
Sure. The Rutherford Pool, like Sarah said, was built in the 70s as a municipal pool for the city of Ypsilanti. And it had been in operation for years and years, managed by the city. In the early part of the 2010s, we closed because the pool itself needed over $1 million in repair. And, the city didn't have the money at the time to do it. So at that point in time, the community came together and created a nonprofit called the Friends of Rutherford Pool. And through a lot of love and labor, raised enough money to renovate the pool, really dig a new big hole and create a whole new pool. And we opened again. But this left the bathhouse really in a state of disrepair. So, it was 40 years old at that point. It was really the end of the lifetime of that building. We had a lot of plumbing and electrical problems. People might remember seeing water come out of the electrical sockets, which is never something you want to see.
No.
And so in 2017, the Friends of Rutherford Pool launched another campaign to raise money to renovate the pool bathhouse and successfully raised over $700,000 through donations, family foundation grants, and a sizable grant from the DNR. And we started construction on the new bathhouse in fall of 2019. And then the pandemic hit. And that caused a delay for us in construction. We were closed for 6 to 8 weeks. That really just pushed our timeline back so far. We really couldn't have opened. I don't think it would have been a stretch. And we also made the decision to not open last season just because we didn't feel it was safe to do so. And we are preparing for the 2021 season. We are really looking forward to opening, looking forward to welcoming our patrons back and showing off this nice new bathhouse that we built.
Tell me about the bathhouse. What do you mean when you say bathhouse?
So there's a building next to the pool that houses our concession stands, our guard room, our locker rooms, the boiler room for the pool. And the renovation of the bathhouse was a complete gut of the inside. We tore all the walls down. We have a brand new configuration. We added gender neutral and family washrooms. We modernized the entire space that has all new electrical, all new plumbing, a brand new roof. It looks the same. Well, we painted the outside. It mostly looks the same on the outside. It has the same footprint, but inside it's a completely different building now.
So all this time and all this money and all this effort, the Rutherford Pool must be pretty important to the Ypsilanti community.
Definitely. I mean, we definitely see ourselves as an important member of a community. We want to create an atmosphere where people feel welcome. It's a place to congregate, meet neighbors, see friends. We have partnerships with a lot of the other groups in the city. So we partner with Ypsilanti Community Schools. We give out a lot of passes, a lot of free lessons. We partner with the Ypsilanti District Library every year to give out free passes as part of their summer reading program. We have camps come from Park Ridge Community Center and also the YMCA. And we really want to create, an atmosphere where everybody feels welcome. It's part of our mission to remain somewhere that's affordable and accessible for people in our community. And that was another reason why we did the renovation of the bathhouse. So the building is now fully ADA compliant, and we had an architect who specialized in creating accessible spaces through the design for us. So we're really trying to be, there for all of our community.
And Sarah, who else did you talk to, or what else did you focus on in this week's On the Ground Ipsy article?
I talked to Joel Rutherford, who is on the board, but he's also the son of Jesse Rutherford, for whom the pool is named. And so, of course, he had kind of an interesting perspective on the importance of the pool to the community, and was urging people to be patient because it's going to take a while. And then I also talked to Dave Strensky from Solar Ipsy about the solar array that's being put on the roof. They wanted to do it earlier, but they had to wait until the roof was replaced, obviously, before they could put the solar panels up. And it looks like that is going to provide about 2/3 of the power that the bathhouse needs, mostly running the pumps for the pool.
Pools typically open around Memorial Day, which is about 3.5 months away. Jessica, none of us know what's going to be happening this summer, but if you had a guess, are you feeling good that you'll be reopening by the end of May or June this summer?
Yes, we are cautiously optimistic. We are moving forward as if we will open on time. Obviously, that depends on what the state and county says to us. And, we are excited. We're excited to open. We're excited to welcome the community. But we also know that this year will likely come with some challenges. So even if we are allowed to open, we are anticipating and we feel most comfortable doing so with reduced capacity. So we anticipate that we will limit the capacity of the pool, and we will also limit the size of our lessons. So we won't quite have as many people, who are allowed in the pool at the same time. Unfortunately, that will also lead to a hit in our revenue. So opening this year will come at a sizable loss to us. So we anticipate, unfortunately, that we will see a shortfall of about $40,000 in our budget that we are going to have to make up somehow. So we've already kicked in $10,000 from our own savings, and we are going to have to go back to our community to see whether we can find some donors or some other grants to help make up the difference. So it's a commitment we're willing to make. We really want to open for this season. We think it's important that people have an option to exercise outdoors and, have something that is deemed to be, one of the safer options. But we want to do so in a way that is also safe for our community and allows, people to have some distance between each other, mask wearing, that type of thing. So we plan to open. It might look different.
Pretty much like everything has this past year. Jessica Fall, Friends of the Rutherford Pool Chair, and Sarah Rigg from On the Ground Ipsy, thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.